So I think we can get started. I know we have a lot to get to, so I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order and we'll do the roll call so we can also get the public comment going. And Romy, if you could please perfect show the meeting norms and the land acknowledgement. I won't actually read those out loud for today's meeting, but let's start with the roll call. So Mike Barr.
Here.
Thank you. Steve Borg.
Here.
Thank you. Adrian Barnes. Okay. Jonathan Dharmapalin. Wai-Ling Huber. I thought I saw you,
Yes, I'm
Wai-Ling.
here. Sorry, my bad.
Thank you. Jason Ryman.
Here.
Thank you. Dwayne Walton.
I'm here.
Thank
Happy
you.
Friday.
Okay. Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you for all for joining us. So we're going to go ahead and go to the public comment. So Romy, will you please get us started?
Yes, I believe I saw Becky Flanagan for public comment.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Becky Flanagan. I'm the CTA representative for COSATS, and I just wanted to acknowledge and appreciate the collaboration and movement that's been happening in bargaining. We've had about five sessions over the last 2 weeks, and probably the most productive sessions that we've had. Just in the past few days, we've TA'd three more articles, safety hours and union rights. And COSATS has also had an opportunity to counter eight more articles in packages for the board to consider today. I just want to point out some kind of key sticking points that hopefully you'll be able to consider in your deliberations. And that would include binding arbitration. I know this is often a sticking point, but it is common in collective bargaining agreements. And, you know, an independent person to enforce the contract, I think, is good for both sides. There's also an issue about seniority in our reduction in force and otherwise called a layoff article. Just want to point out that, you know, protecting seniority and honoring longstanding educators, you know, is just an important concept. And I understand that even in 2008, OSA didn't lay off teachers. For those of you around long enough, remember 2008 was basically when we had a terrible economic collapse and many layoffs occurred, but OSA didn't have that. So I'm hoping that the reduction in force will be, you know, an article that we'll never have to use, or at least very rarely. The other thing is teacher voice on the board. We have parent and student seats, and I'm hoping that the board will consider that teachers have to have a voice in the policy decision-making for the school that they really love. And that, you know, that will make, you know, strides to get to that piece. And then the last thing is assignability. We've been bargaining for about 2 years now, and you know, it has been a long haul. I know COVID delayed some of these things, but it feels like it will be all for naught if OSA ends up merging with another organization and then COSAT's collective bargaining agreement is not honored. So we really think that those are just some of the important sticking points. Of course, compensation is important, but we think that, you know, if we can work on the rest of these things, that the numbers will all work out. Thanks.
Thank you. Anybody else for public comment?
Not seeing anyone.
Thank you, Romy. Thank you, everybody, for attending this part of the meeting. We're going to go ahead and recess to closed session to reconfer with our labor negotiator. So thank you, everyone. Romy, will you? Okay, well, welcome back, everybody, to the public session. We do not have anything to report out from our closed session. So thank you, everybody. We're going to go ahead and adjourn this meeting, and everybody have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you.
So.